It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 497. This show is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Please visit techpodcast.com. This show is brought to you in part by Instant House Call. Remotely support your customers unattended and on demand through firewalls. Try it free by clicking on the link on my website at miketechshow.com. Use the promo code MikeTechShow. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you very much for downloading and subscribing to the show. Please visit the main website at miketechshow.com. You can email me questions and suggestions for show topics. My email address is miketechshow@gmail.com. You can leave me a voicemail message. The phone number is 240-949-2450, and that's Mike Tech Show, all one word, on Skype. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/miketechshow, and on Facebook, two ways. We got facebook.com/miketechshow. And facebook.com/MikeNationNet. We also have the wiki. That's at mtswiki.com. And there you'll find links to all of the past shows going all the way back to show one. And we have the links and the, not only the audio, but you get the show links. And of course, some of the links might be expired. Maybe I'm referencing a website that's old. So for the most part, the shows are still relevant. I don't cover a lot of news, so you're going to find that there's lots of great topics going all the way back. So enjoy. I know a lot of you who are new listeners go back to the archives and start catching up, and that's great. I really, really appreciate it. And then you get a feel for what this is all about. Now, I have to talk about real quick, the Show 500 meetup is Saturday, March 22nd. If you haven't made your reservations, if you're coming in and you want to stay at the hotel, or maybe you need directions, the hotel is the Holiday Inn in Fort Washington, Pennsylvania. The hotel website is www.fwholiday.com. If you are attending, please send me an email, miketechshow@gmail.com. Tell me how many are coming, and I will add you to the count. I need as close as I can to get an exact count, because that's what they're billing us for in terms of food and beverages and the room. Want to get a good count. If you need travel arrangements or help, I got lots of people, lots of volunteers lined up to help. Maybe, you know, maybe you're coming in to the airport and you don't have a ride to the hotel and you need to make it there. We will find a way to pick you up. You get here, we'll find a way for transportation to avoid renting a car. As a matter of fact, I want to go over this week's schedule, because Carrie's flying in next Thursday night, but he's flying in at 12:30 in the morning. So I'm going to need some rest before I go pick him up. Let me explain the schedule and the shows. Last night we recorded Tech Vets, but Carrie was 2 hours late. I knew he was going to be late. I didn't know he was going to be that late, but we were supposed to record at 8 o'clock. Since he was he didn't get home till 10 o'clock Eastern time. Rather than just play music and take questions in the chat, I decided to record a Mike Tech Show last night. I didn't put the show number or any intro or outro, but I read emails and went over tech stories, did a very typical show. That's going to be show 499. So this is show 497 tonight. Show 498 is going to be recorded live this Saturday, 5 p.m. Eastern time. My guest is Winston Wolf, who will be here for show 500. He has some great stories about a new client that he's dying to share. And I think that's going to be a lot of fun. And a lot of you heard some of the stories from a previous post show. After the show, Winston and I connected via Skype, and he started talking about a new opportunity from a new client and their horrible admin support, their IT support that he's replacing. So we got lots of great stories that I think everybody will enjoy. And it's been a long time since Winston and I've connected up and did a special show. So that's $4.98. And then, of course, $4.99's already recorded. And what I will do is I will get that all ready and edit it. So next Thursday, look for new content. I'll post it up, but it won't be live. Then, of course, you want to join us. And the times are as close as I'm going to try to get to the times for the recordings on Saturday. They're not going to be exact, but look for the following. We're looking at an 11 a.m. start time. Now, if you're coming down and you get there earlier, come in. We're going to be there setting up. Join us. So Saturday, we have 11 a.m. the start. We're looking for lunch around 1. The Mike Tech Show, where I'll get on at about 1:30. And then we got 1:30. I'll take an hour, maybe a little less. And then we'll take a little break. And then Carrie and I will do Tech Vets. We'll have an extra microphone set up. So anybody in the audience, they'll be able to come up and ask questions of Carrie and I. So that takes care of the shows. So figure you stream going on at like 1 o'clock on, you know, and we'll just leave it connected the whole time for you stream. Now, between 11 and 1, when you get there, we're also going to have a table and some possible presentations from a couple sponsors. Look for some nice goodie bags containing some different items. Swag from the vendors, Mike Tech Show swag. Plus, we're going to have door prizes, a great lunch lined up. I'm looking forward to it. If you are in the area, do whatever possible that you can to make it. It's more like a conference than it is a meetup, but it's going to be a lot of fun. Tonight's show, a little different. Rarely do I just pick one utility and dedicate an entire show to that utility, but that's what tonight is. And this utility, I just found out about it this past weekend when I was recording a show. It was midnight, Saturday night, so early Sunday morning, last weekend. In the post show, I discovered this utility. They came up because that show, I was discussing Katarin, which is a utility that a listener wrote in that helps you automate the process of downloading all of the updates from any website that you want. And I said, because a few weeks ago I mentioned, and I've always said, boy, what about all the great utilities that we use? JRT, Adware Cleaner, Malware Bytes, and there's so many programs that need to be constantly updated. CombiFix updates on a daily basis. And it's always a struggle if you got to go to a zillion websites to be able to do these updates. Well, this program, Katarin, allows you to do it. And a listener wrote in with detailed instructions on how to program it so you can use it for your utilities. But in the chat, they said, Mike, why don't you just go to gegeek.com and download the utility that GE Geek put together called the GE Geek Tech Toolkit. That's right, the GE Geek Tech Toolkit. This toolkit is approximately 1.6 gig for the download. So big download, and it expands to 3 gig. That's a lot. That's a big file. Here's what I recommend. When you download it, and by the way, this utility is the utility to end all utilities. You will never need another utility. You have backups, benchmarking, bookmarks, compression, configurations, diagnostics, documents, drivers, and driver backup program. You have FTP programs. Every utility you can imagine. Internet, so you got portable Chrome, portable Firefox included. You got Katerin. That's important because he uses that to update the hundreds of utilities that are maintained in the directory. You have maintenance programs, and we're talking hundreds of them. You're looking at App Cleaner, AutoClean, CC Cleaner, Defragger, Java Raw. You have SpeedyFox, Smart Defrag, System Ninja, Toolbar Remover. When you get to the malware removal, Adware Cleaner, Auto Start Explorer, Avist, Browser Helper Object Cleanup, Bitdefender Rootkit, Combo Fix, you got Komodo Cleaning Essentials, and then the 64-bit version. Any utility that there's a 32 and a 64-bit version, they're there. Hijack This, Hitman Pro, Junkware Removal Tool, Killbox, Kill 'Em All, Killza, utilities that I've never heard of. You got McAfee Stinger. We know that. How about Malwarebytes Anti-Rootkit? You know, we always talk about Malwarebytes Pro, but you also got Malwarebytes Anti-Rootkit. You have OTL. You got Removal of Fake Antiviruses, Rogue Killer, R-Kill, Security Check, Show All Hidden Files, Super Anti Spyware Portable, of course, TDSS Killer, UVK Portable, Virus Total, Virus Total Uploader. Get the picture here? This is an unbelievable set of utilities. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to focus on a few utilities. There's documentation. There's tweaking. There's system tools. The amount of system tools. There's 22 different system tools here. It could take a lifetime to cover this. But before we even go over to the utilities, you got to check this website. And I mentioned this website about a month ago when I learned it. It's very tiny print of hundreds and hundreds of links for resources, for references. You have a quick reference start, pretty much covering any kind of a problem that you could ever run into. This is a required bookmark. And I would put this in the bookmark for your portable browser so you can always have access to this regardless of the situation. You have technician reference docs. Here you go. Windows 7 Pocket Guide, PDF, Power Users Guide, Windows 8 Admin Guide, Windows Server 2008 Essentials. You have doc support, internet testing tools, you know, speed test, test my net. You have running programs online, an MS-DOS reference, Windows repair, maintenance suites, registry recovery, on and on and on, tweak guides. It's overwhelming when you first go to this. The utility I'm talking about, the download is at the top center of the page. Very small print. It's in very, very tiny, and it says GE Geek Tech Toolkit, and right now 4.6. And as I said, it's a big download. I recommend you need to put it in the root directory of the drive that you are going to install it. Now, I recommend installing this on a hard drive because it's too big and it's going to be too slow to uncompress on a USB stick. Now, I have it on a USB stick, but first, you want to make sure that it's off the root directory and the title of the directory is GE Geek. And the GEG is capitalized space toolkit with a capital T, capital K. You want the directory to be exactly titled that way and named exactly because when you run the auto update for updating all the utilities, it's going to use that path off the root. I recommend that you put that on the root after it's all unzipped, then copy it to a USB stick. If you want to go through all of the individual directories, you can, but there's a much easier way. He's really given this a lot of thought. There's an executable that adds this the menu almost like the menu that you're used to from portable apps, from portableapps.com. Take a look. It's GE Geek Toolkit executable, and I think I have it running already. So when you click on it, it appears in the toolbar, and all you have to do is right-click on it, and every single directory that's there, you can run the utility. It's amazing. So let's begin. And what we're going to do is take start at the top. We have applications that actually install. Now, the first directory, I'm going to go down the list. You have Adobe Reader, Classic Start, Komodo Antivirus, have it Crypto Prevent, automatically upgrade it. Then you have Firefox, CryptoGuard, God Mode Setup. One click. Remember we talked about that trick to just go start God Mode? Well, have it clicking on it and it automatically activates it. Have it IE10, 32-bit, 64-bit, IE11, 32-bit, 64-bit, Java, 32 and 64, Malwarebytes, Sukuna, PSI, Spyware Blaster. Have it Unchecky set up. You know what? I don't have Unchecky installed here. So you know what I'm going to do? Oh, it is up and running. I do have it. Never mind. I wasn't sure if I had it running, and it said it's already running. So, here, I was going to launch Unchecky. I forgot I did install it. Let's go apps to install. App updates. These are programs that will go through and look and update all your apps. File Hippo Updater. Major Geeks Updater. Portable Update OS Tools. WSUS Offline Updates. Let's keep going down. Let's skip a couple. How about backups? So we have auto backup for tech. We have MBR backup, network profiles backup, quick restore meter, registry backup, save desktop layouts, 32, 64. Here you go. Save icon positions, 32 and 64 bit. Remember my client that had to save the positions on the screen? What a find here having this. I have already started using this on a USB stick where yesterday I was at a couple machines and I was able to just plug this in, execute the executable on that system, and now I had access to this full menu and I was able to run some cleaning tools directly from this. We have the malware removal tool 1 and 2 directories because it's so mammoth, they're so big, there's so many. He had to split it into 2 menu picks. So we have malware removal 1, where that begins with Adware Cleaner. And we have Auto Start Explorer, Avast Browser Cleanup, Bitdefender, Rootkit 64 and 32, the Komodo Utilities, Combo Fix, Crypto Prevent, have it ESET Rogue App Remover, File Assassin, fixing the executables. And you have the 32 and 64-bit for the file associations, where maybe you can't run any executables. Hitman Pro 32 and 64-bit. Junkware Removal Toolkit. I'm going to skip a couple here. We have network tools. I was playing with this, doing some IP scans. You know, you have Angry IP Scanner. You have Port Scan. Network Settings Manager. I'm going to click Network Settings Manager, and this is that NetSetMan where you can easily have multiple settings depending on where you're at. If you need to change IP addresses, and then you can just quickly activate it. There's so many utilities, hundreds and hundreds of utilities here. I've talked about some of them. You might have heard about a lot of them at different places, maybe different podcasts or different websites. I have never seen such a complete collection, but this is not the best part. I'm going to show you the best part right now. Go to the GE Geek menu right above the exit command. And there you will have Run Katerin Update. You click that. And every program, and right now there's 176 of them listed here. And by one click, and actually I can, there's a couple buttons at the bottom. You have add a new application. So even if you find a new application that isn't in this list, you can add it by clicking on that pick and then following the directions of where the application is, what the URL is to update. You got advanced settings, extra commands that you can put before and after executing this, and then save it. This is where you can add an application to the list to automatically be updated. Every one of these programs, you can update all at once. On the second tab at the bottom, there's a little down arrow. You can update all, of course, but how about update all and install updates? Every single application that's mentioned here and listed, you can quickly run this program and you can update every single app. It's just too amazing to just, you know, take this all in. You have to see it to believe it. You need to download it and experience it and then experience the updating. Now, I'm not going to do the update right now because that takes a lot of bandwidth. Every single site it'll start going to check to see whether it needs to be updated or not. I recommend that when you download the utility, you do it to a hard drive, to the directory that I specified. Once you do that, you copy it to your USB stick and then run the program from the USB stick, from the root of the USB stick with that exact directory name, run the GE Geek executable, and then do the automatic updates. And I recommend doing that every day. Do that in the morning before you start, do that in the morning before you're ready to embark upon visiting your clients. And you now have your USB stick completely updated with the latest, greatest version of all of those utilities. Now, there's no way you're going to use them all, but you never know the situation that you're in. Were you ever at that situation where you're at a client's desktop and you're like, boy, I wish I had that one utility. What is it? Man, I'd have to go download it. I forget the site or that NetSet man. Now that you got them broken into categories, you can at least take a look and you got a fighting chance of having that utility already on your USB stick and already updated to the latest version. I have only explored this for a day or two. I haven't even spent the time that it deserves for going through this mammoth suite of utilities. There are so many versions of programs that I have never even heard of. And then, of course, there's many that we talk about all the time. It's a one-stop shop for all your utilities. I recommend that you should have a USB stick that you have all of this on. You can still put a ton of other things on it. You can still put your different OS distributions and other things that you need on the stick. I know everybody's got their own way of approaching things. This absolutely should be in your toolbox. And what I like about it, not so much its completeness of having so many different categories and the breadth of the different utilities in each category, it's the auto updating that's automatic, where you could easily update them. And that's my biggest problem was always, oh, I got to go all the websites. You know, I go to Bleepy Computer and I download the latest TDSS kill or R kill, you know, the combo fix, JRT and Adware Cleaner. I would constantly just always update them. And then I forgot to update CCleaner or I forgot to update something else. That takes a lot of time going to all those websites and updating them. Here you go. This is where you get everything updated spend a little time in prepping it and getting this laid out right, and then update it. It didn't require any thought in putting this together and getting this downloaded and running. And it puts all of these incredible utilities at your fingertips. What more could you want? That's the show for tonight. I want to thank you for downloading and listening. I hope you enjoy this utility, and I'm looking forward in the coming weeks for your feedback on this. And those of you who said, Mike, man, I've been using that all the time. How come you're just learning about it now? Well, I am. And so I'm in. I've drank the Kool-Aid. I'm on the bandwagon. And GE Geek already thanked me for mentioning his website a few weeks ago. And wait until he hears that I dedicated a whole show to it, so, and to his utilities. And give back. Right now, he's asking for donations to maintain this. Donate. Take care of him. This is important that we support people who have put projects like this together. And I noticed he has D7 on his website. And that's Nick Foolish IT, who's a great guy who's done incredible utilities. And D7 is just out there waiting for me to explore. I have just not had the time to put into it. That's my next undertaking, is to dedicate time to D7. Could you imagine? You got Fabs Auto Backup for Tech, the full version. You need the tech license for that. You need the tech license for SIW. You need the GE Geek Toolkit, and you got D7. What else is there? That's it. You don't need anything else, and you can tackle anything. Remember to help support the Mike Tech Show, you know, where you can donate to shows. And of course, I take donations, and a lot of you, I want to thank you. I don't give enough thanks to the listeners who have regular donations. You know, it really, really helps. Thank you for using my Amazon link for all your Amazon purchases, and that's amazon.mikenation.net. Your price stays the same, but a piece comes back to support the Mike Tech Show. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. The next show is Saturday night, 5 p.m. Eastern Time, Winston Wolf with Stories from the Trenches. Then we got show 499 next Thursday night. It won't be live, but I'll be posting up the new content. And then we got show 500. Remember, if you're going to the show meetup, and that's the Mike Tech Show 500 and Tech Vets meetup, email me. Let me know you're coming so I can get a good count. That's it. Thank you very much. Good night.
You've been listening to the Mike Tech Show, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Please visit techpodcast.com.